yourself up, and you can do something that God will make you pure, and God will make you clean. So faith becomes such a vital issue in this whole spiritual warfare. Will man place his trust, confidence in God, or in himself, in the creature? Point six. Faith means to trust, believe. It means to rest from self-effort. To rest from self-effort. To rely by faith on God's provision. It is just to stop from self-effort. It's been a long time since we've looked at one of the beautiful short passages in the Old Testament. Look with me at Isaiah 49. Let's look at that just for a moment. It's been a while. It seems a good place just to read through it. We've dealt with the Hebrew and worked through it. Let's just read through it tonight. It's been a while. Now, if you found chapter 49, I did that, because if you found 49, you'll know where it is, because it's in chapter 50. So if you found 49, you can find 50. I'm not hearing anything, but it's something just fall. Oh, okay. I thought something was over there, and I thought, that's a big one, whatever it is. I said, don't get my house, I get out of there. Let's look now, chapter 50, and we're going to look at the last two verses. So let's look at verse 10. And as I said, we have dealt with the Hebrew and all here, so let's just kind of go through it quickly. Who is among you that fears the Lord? Oh, boy, people right here. How many of you creatures have such awe of God? The word fear here is awe. Awe of God. That obeys the voice of his servant. Now, first of all, remember, in context, who is Lord? Well, first of all, to help you there, the servant. Who's the servant? Who's the servant? Jesus Christ. Thank you. Now, that means the Lord is God the Father. If we want to give him names, a lot of people are big on that. That's fine. I'm not going to say it isn't. But let's just be sure we know this whole thing, all this thing of Lordship of Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Yes, he is. But so is the Father and so is the Spirit, people. All three are your Lord. Don't forget that.